We continue our reading through the book of Isaiah, and we come to Isaiah 44, verses 1 through 8. This is on page 7 in your bulletins. Isaiah 44, 1 through 8. Isaiah, of course, as he's turned to, as we've turned to chapter 40, there begins to be this coming to a climax. So even as you go towards the end of the book, and it's building, if you will, to those glorious passages in those latter chapters of Isaiah. And beginning in chapter 40, there's no doubt a tone of comfort for God's people, as Isaiah would say in the opening verses of chapter 40. And that continues on. There is certain destruction to come. He's going to highlight the sin, as he's already referred to in the closing of chapter 43. And yet he's going to be one who would blot out the transgressions. And so there's a constant reminder of the sin, of destruction coming. And as you turn to chapter 44, there is that glorious phrase, "But now, hear, O Jacob." And he begins to refer to Jacob or Israel, even using language like Yeshurun or Jeshurun, which is thought to be, it means literally upright. It's thought to be maybe a term of affection or endearment even. Thinking of the way God would speak to his people and speaking tenderly to them, his promises, promising to pour out the Spirit, is looking ahead into to the great promises of the outpouring of the Spirit. Of course, you see the outworkings of that in the book of Acts. And even verse 5, you hear there's a hint, as it were, at the Gentiles being called in, calling on the name of the Lord, being referring to themselves as "I am the Lord's." What a wonderful thing that is. As we see the gospel going forth, accomplishing that very thing, the Holy Spirit doing such a work even now. And what is the result? It is the praising of God. It's acknowledging him to be the living and true God. It's no mistake that Paul would describe the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 1:1 as those who turned from serving idols to serving the living God. As the gospel had come to them, they were changed, as it were, serving the living God with a focus on him, seeing who he is. What a wonderful thing it is to know God. How often Isaiah will say in these many chapters, even beginning in chapter 40, "Fear not, fear not." He says it twice here in this text, "Fear not." And there's nothing to fear for those who are trusting in Christ, those who know him as our Redeemer, as our God, our Rock. Well, let us keep these things in mind as we give our attention to the reading of God's holy word. "But now hear, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord who made you, who formed you from the womb and will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They shall spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. This one will say, 'I am the Lord's.' Another will call on the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand, 'The Lord's,' and name himself by the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me, since I appointed an ancient people. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any." God be praised for the reading of his holy, inerrant, infallible word.